everyone. I'm Kia Armstrong from Nash's Farm Store, bringing you the Organic Farm Report. Farmers across the Olympic Peninsula are taking advantage of inclement winter weather to wrap up last year's bookkeeping and to start production planning for the season ahead. Many farms operate financially on the calendar year, but actually approach production planning on an April to March basis, since winter harvests reflects work from the previous fiscal year. The kale and beets planted in July but harvested in the new year are all part of one long production season. Thanks to the many unique microclimates on the peninsula, farmers have developed innovative ways to extend their growing seasons earlier in the spring and later into the winter. Season extension not only provides customers with access to local food year-round, but ensures steady employment for workers, increases employee retention, and reduces the need for retraining. Many Squim area fields are brimming with immature cauliflower and leeks, which were planted late last summer. Come spring, they'll reach full maturity and will be chomping down on fresh veggies that would otherwise only be available midsummer. It takes many years and lots of trial and error to build strong season extension programs, but farmers have to think several years down the road and big picture to remain viable in today's challenging global food economy. Organic farmers are also developing value-added products that expand their income streams. Locally milled flours, fermented sauerkrauts and kimchis, dried herbs, and jams and syrups are examples of creative ways to transform perishable farm products into shelf-stable staples. Value-added products take a lot of time to develop, as processors have to meet strict WSDA guidelines and protocols. So next time you're in a local store that carries such items, consider supporting their hard work and getting in on the delicious grocery items they're producing. And speaking of fermented foods, today's Cooking with Kia segment features krauts and kimchi, which can be enjoyed on a myriad of meals to improve overall health. Fermented foods improve digestion and help restore the proper balance of bacteria in our guts. The key to our immune system is a healthy gut, so consider making or buying krauts a part of your personal health plan. Fermented foods are also rich in enzymes, which help utilize and absorb the nutrients in our food. This is especially important for older folks because as we age, the body's supply of enzymes goes down. Naturally fermented foods help kick essential enzymes up a notch, naturally, deliciously, and inexpensively. Now, I don't recommend necessarily chowing down on a whole bowl of kraut or sweet and spicy carrots, but instead use fermented foods kind of like a condiment. Last night's roasted root medley is delicious, reheated in the morning, paired with eggs, and topped with a few forkfuls of spicy kimchi or savory kraut. You can also top tacos, dip chips, local up guacamole, and zip up bean burgers and sprinkle onto salads. Probiotic-rich krauts. Sandwiches, wraps, eggs, tuna, or tabbouleh salads are even better with kraut, and the enzymes they add will aid digestion for a happy belly and an improved immune system. Making your own kimchi or sauerkraut is inexpensive and relatively easy, and there's lots of resources online or at your local library for do-it-yourself fermenting. This is Kia Armstrong, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to the Organic Farm Report. Keep it local. For more information on the Organic Farm Report and recipe details, visit ksqmfm.com and look for the Organic Farm Report.
KSQM Organic Farm Report is hosted by Kia Armstrong and written by Patty McManus. Music provided by Court Armstrong. This has been a KSQM Studios production.